This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Over here is Dr. Cinda Templeton next door to me. You're right, Doc.
Hey, I'm great, thanks.
Next to Dr. Cinda Templeton, to her right, which and to my right as well. Dr. Cinda Templeton is to my right. Gavin is to her right. And then opposite Gavin is Vinny. You're right, Gav.
Afternoon, everybody.
Opposite Gavin is Vinny. You're right, Vin.
Afternoon, Gav.
I am to Vinny's right. Vinny is to my left. Gavin is to his left.
Right.
Why are you explaining where we all are?
We're in a circle.
Because I was told by the boss we had to set the scene.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
My God.
In front of me is a computer screen. I then have a mouse in my right hand, a cup of tea to my right. As I look at Santa, she has a flask of water, looks like a standard canteen cup with a plastic lid there, atop it.
It's a reusable.
Yeah, is it reusable?
It is a reusable, yes. It has an Americano with oat milk in it.
There we go. We didn't know it was inside the cup. Now we do.
Wow.
Gav is there. His cup is well to the right of...
Yes, it is, yes.
Which means Vinny probably can't see it because there's a screen in front of him because, of course, he is opposite Gav.
Yep.
To my left, I
have
to his right.
The wrapper from a Kit Kat.
Hang on a second, I was meant to have two sticks of that.
Well, it's...
You've eaten the whole thing.
That normally that would happen.
But?
But it's... The other two sticks fell in my mouth.
That's ridiculous. We've been sharing that Kit Kat for many weeks.
Years almost.
I know exactly what happened. Because I'm hungry, and I had a bag of popcorn, you assumed I wouldn't want...
Yes, I did that.
But, Gav, what you've underestimated there is man's instinct for pudding.
And
well, that's true. Have you not got Rolos today?
No, that formed my main course.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that was going to give me that pudding... You know what I mean?
That last kick.
Yeah, that pudding thing.
That final kick.
Sure,
yeah. To put you through the tape at the end.
Yeah, right. Finish that. Put that down. Relax. And now, where's pudding, Mum?
And now I feel terrible.
You've had it.
Yeah, you
I feel
do.
Awful.
Well, no, but you must feel pretty sick anyway, because now you've had all pudding.
Four puddings.
I've only had pudding, that
Yes. You had nothing to earn that pudding, did you?
I didn't even eat... I mean, I did eat my meat.
Yeah, I know, but you've had no.
So
you've had
I can have pudding.
I gave you a little bit of the old Japanese donut.
Yes,
earlier,
you did.
But,
yeah.
Saying, Gav, it's noticed. Anyway, that's how we line up in the studio. This is how we're going to line up in the podcast. We're going to reveal how much beer is the perfect amount of beer. We're going to learn about the latest threat to face Earth, which is an old tree, it turns out. And you gave us your bad news, news that makes you say,
"No, no, dear God. No,
guys!" So, enjoy the podcast.
Radio X.
I tell you what stunned me.
What? Mm-hmm.
That, you know, at the start I said, I went, Gav, I went, plus.
No! Good God, no!
Right.
What does that relate to?
It's Wicker Man. It's Wicker Man.
Go on.
When he realises he's going to be burnt.
Oh yeah,
alive.
Yes, that's
when he
right.
Has that
yeah.
moment of realisation.
Yeah.
And that's. I think for me, if I saw that, that's not strong enough.
No, because that's the noise I make when I roll up to a traffic jam. You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yes. It's certainly. I'd say. That moment sometimes on holiday when you realise you're not in Europe anymore and you go around the corner at the airport and you see that queue for other passports.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
That's
yeah.
quite a...
That'll do.
No!
Oh,
no!
Christ, no!
Yeah, that's what I say. Christ, no!
But not really appropriate for about to be burnt.
If you're about to
in
be...
In a massive wicker
man. No, but I'll tell you what, though. 83936, you're... No!
Please. What's your biggest... Yes. Good God, no.
Good God, no!
For me, as well, a red card for any of the Arsenal players.
Yes.
That'll make me say that. Yeah.
No! I get it sometimes when on Fridays, Milton finishes school early. He's in kindergarten now. He finishes a bit early.
Yeah.
And he has a friend over because they finish at midday.
Right.
He doesn't go
have a little play date.
So he has a bit of a place. He always has a friend. Mm-hmm. When I come back, no! Good God, no! When I see that every mess. Dinosaur is out of my garden, I go upstairs to his bedroom, it's like everything. He's even hauled his... He's got a wigwam in his bedroom. And
he has shown his friend literally every single thing
in the house. He's got. But also then he'll go into like... my room, and I've got a few sort of things there that we sort of sometimes, and he's got those out as well. He's brought, taken a drawer out, used the drawer as stairs.
Have a look at this shaving brush.
Yes, right.
It's a silly thing.
My father's shaving brush.
The TV remote.
He's so proud of all the things.
I know, he's just proud of all my things.
Thank you.
It's really annoying because I've got these indoor... They're very old. They're indoor carpet bowls. And they're exactly the same as regular bowls.
Are they biased?
Yes, but they're tiny.
Right. Yeah.
They're tiny.
But you can curl.
Yes.
Excellent.
You put a coin down. You put a coin down. You have to bowl towards those. Uh-huh. And they always are all under the bed. And that means that... Anyway, the reason I say no today especially is because Tesco is facing a showdown. Okay, you can get this, yeah?
Go on. Mm-hmm.
In Scotland, over plans to open a branch on a Sunday in the Isle of Lewis, where there's 50 or so churches of Presbyterian denominations, and they are, and it's called the Bible Belt.
It's
the Hebridean Bible Belt.
The old Hebridean Bible Belt.
Yes, right.
Go on, yeah.
In Stornoway, which is the UK's last bastion of Sabbatarianism.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
In Stornoway, the island's capital, the shopping streets are quiet on Sunday, although bars and pubs are permitted to open.
Of course.
Yeah, sure. Right. Right. Yeah.
Yes! Good God, yes!
Right. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, and there's no irony.
No. No hypocrisy at all.
And actually, it does sayeth in the Bibleth, which I was talking about with a friend of mine this morning, which is the sweetest words in the New Testament, which I think they say it three times in the Bible. A man hath no greater pleasure under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry.
Mm. Yeah,
and in no way does a trip to Tesco.
Not part of it.
When you get home.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang
Radio X.
Oh, that's under the bridge where you'll find the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You actually won't, yeah?
No.
But it's an illustration of cheesy use of song title and or artist.
Yeah.
To fit a sort of editorial agenda.
Yes. Yeah?
Sure. And that's the mood I want to get you in for this item, because I love it when you get sort of someone really cheesily bending something round to sort of suit a news agenda.
Yeah.
Here's the worst case scenario. You ready?
Go on.
This is in the Times today. Kaya Burgess, science reporter, says, this is how she opens. Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening, sang Queen in Bohemian Rhapsody. And scientists have confirmed the band's fear was justified.
Stop!
Is that why they wrote the song, do you think?
Yeah.
They were making scientific observations. I know. Brian May and John Deacon were both, though. They're both,
They didn't write the lyrics.
No, that's true.
But I'm just saying, we know thunderbolts and thunder and lightning.
Yeah,
are frightening.
Of course, yeah.
We know they are.
It's
people
like water
struggle.
Is
you
wet.
Speak to someone who's got, He'll speak to someone, water, you can drown in it.
Yeah, right.
Not just water is wet.
That was just obvious. Yeah,
thunderbolt and lightning, very frightening, because it does frighten people. You can see people are really frightened of it.
Mm. Sure.
So, I was just looking through just the first verse of Queen. I'm saying, what's coming along next? Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Millions of people online are questioning whether we're in a Matrix-like confusion. But in actual fact...
Virtual goggles.
Yeah. Philosophers have now proved that this is real life and not just a fantasy.
Brilliant.
By simply punching someone in the head. Sorry.
Yeah.
Landslide provides escape from reality.
Really?
A man caught in a landslide. You know what I mean? There's no need to play that.
We're all headbanging, yeah.
A landslide would not provide an escape from reality.
None at all.
Yes.
No.
If you're caught in a landslide, that is not an escape from...
No, it's a dose of heavy reality.
Dose of heavy reality.
Right? I mean, be lucky to survive.
So that's line two proof.
Yeah, definitely right.
Landslide provides no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I can't really do... Oh, yes, here we go.
Yeah.
Poor boy needs no sympathy.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Poor poor voice. Said, don't sympathise me. Don't have sympathy on me.
No.
It just makes me feel even more down and depressed.
Right. Of course. Yeah, yeah. And it's patronising.
Don't give the poor sympathy. Give them cash. Why does the poor boy need no sympathy?
Maybe because it's his own fault that he's poor.
Wrong. Because he's easy come.
Oh.
Easy go.
Poor boy goes easy. I'm not going to use the other one.
No.
Here's another one for you, yeah?
Go on.
Generally, if I hear there's a slight breeze...
Yeah.
...in any direction, doesn't really affect me.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't bother
in
me
fact,
at all.
Anywhere the wind blows... No, I'm just saying...
it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm just saying I could go as far as to say...
X Radio... X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, it's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We've got lots of your moments that just make you want to go.
No, dear God! No, Christ!
Sorry, that's Edward Woodward when he realises he's about to be burnt in the Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Robbie says, when Greggs have run out of sausage roll.
No, dear God! No, Christ!
What have you seen, Gav?
Dave in Cumbria says, when I get to bed at night and forget that I've stripped and washed the sheets in the morning.
Yes.
Dear God! No, Christ!
Because you've now got some work to do.
No, you don't. You just lay a couple of towels down. What have you seen, Suds?
Baz in Reading says, I get it when my last Rizla paper gets taken out by a raindrop.
Oh!
No, Christ!
That's actually pretty serious. You need to get that Rizla onto a radiator ASAP.
We're looking at your oh God no, good God no moments. This is after. this is after. Would you believe? Tesco want to open on Sundays,
and there's been
in the Hebrides.
Yeah,
and they're saying no. They're saying no.
Yeah,
no, Christ.
That's what they think when they see. And actually, anyone who's ever gone to a Tesco, shopping on a Sunday with a hangover has felt exactly the same. But you can't deny people. You know, right. The only time I think it's bad with supermarkets opening on a Sunday, you've got to allow always staff to make the choice where they want to work on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right, here we go. Hi, Johnny, 4 till 7 thing gang. When you get annoyed, when you go downstairs and your bulldog's left you a little present in the morning, you come downstairs and you stand in it. And you realise as it squishes underfoot, you ding. What have you got there, Sid? Dear God. Incidentally, what we're listening to comes from the film The Wicker Man when he realises he is about to be burnt alive.
Yes.
Gav, what have you got?
So this one's from Mick in Prestwich, who says, when you open the washing machine and realise you left a tissue in the pocket.
Oh, it goes every...
Okay, Gav, what do you got?
My good God, no, is that my reaction on hearing that little Si is starting to describe his maps.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
Okay, have a...
I love it.
Those little snippet ones are brilliant.
Fantastic, aren't they? My idea, that was. How about this? Oh, no. Anything that slips down the gap in the car seat, which is just small enough... not to fit a hand.
Oh.
You then spend literally 30 minutes with your bum in the air, moving the seat back and forth in a fruitless attempt to retrieve it. That's Katie at Barton. Absolutely. When your phone goes down, then you've got it, it's raining.
Yeah.
You've got to get out of the car and you need a pee. Mm. You got back from work. You know, in that moment, particularly it happens in the winter.
It just slips down.
You go down and it's cold.
Yes.
You get out and you just want to get in and have a pee and you've got your keys and suddenly it just drops down the gap and you're thinking,
no, dear God!
Oh, Christ! What's your son?
Vicky in Stalybridge says it's when you send a text to the wrong boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
No, Christ!
Russell in Glasgow says it's when he sees his other half going around the house with a measuring tape and pen.
Yes.
Oh, God!
Philip of British Leyland says, if you're cracking an egg for an omelette and some shell goes into the mixing bowl.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
How about when you've got that, you're really hungry, takeaway bag arrives. This is from Neil fighting his way home around the M25.
Yeah.
And you look in there, and suddenly your hands go really fast because you realise there is a box missing in the takeaway and they've forgotten something and you're like,
no, be a god! No, Clive!
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
A seed has been recovered from an archaeological dig in the Judean desert in the 1980s. Yeah, this is in the 80s.
Right.
Okay. It was 1,000 years old. This thing.
Okay. Just one seed?
One seed. It only weighed 0.5 gram.
Mm.
And they planted it, yeah?
Okay.
Go on.
Wow. This and is the start
I'm nervous
of the film.
Now.
And it's germinated.
No.
Yeah. It's now grown into a species of tree that appears to be new to science.
No!
You are joking.
I'm not kidding. It's
like Little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
What?
I suddenly think it's... What if we've woken something up? It's like a horror film. Trees.
Yeah, what if this new species kills all other tree species?
Right. Yeah, right.
They haven't thought about this.
Yes, yeah, they haven't.
It could be that tree.
Have they thought it through? Something?
They haven't
we know?
Thought it through.
No, we always think, do you know what they're messing with? When it's like those guys with the particle reactor in Switzerland. Mm.
Yeah.
And when they turned it on, do you know what they've now said?
What?
We didn't know if it was just going to end the universe.
What?
You're thinking, flick the switch.
Whoa, guys.
Yeah, geez.
They're trying to give us a bit of warning.
No, they're like, we're not going to, when we're literally messing with the very fabric of the universe by doing something the universe couldn't have expected, thinking, look on that planet, they just zapped those two.
Yeah.
Those, not that the universe thinks like
just
that.
Just turned its planet inside out.
The universe has suddenly turned around and gone, hey, hang on a second.
Oh, you're not
awful lot of atoms seem to be messing around. Rob,
the universe is a cockney.
Rather unpredictably down on Earth. Do you know what that bang in Hiroshima? Anyway, listen. It's grown into a species of tree. And like you're saying, Sunt, we might be waking something up that we just don't know about. This is, I mean, it was, yes, the particle accelerator, it was fine. But this went extinct for a reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, for a reason. I don't know why I went, it's grown into a species of tree that appears to be new to science, but which Salon believes, not really that sounds like, this is Dr. Sarah Salon.
Oh, I thought you was about the publication.
No, but already, Salon.
Dr. Salon.
If a tree does anything that...
Dr. Salon,
Salon bits.
And her killer tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Terrifying.
No, Gav, just Salon. Although, Dr. Salon.
Yeah.
Sounds,
menacing.
Anyway, we'll get this. Do you want to hear more?
Yeah. Yes.
Salon and her colleagues propose that the plant could have been the source of a precious ancient commodity known as tsori.
And what is this commodity? Is it like cheese or is it some kind of drug or is it like flowers?
What, this resinous substance? Well, it gets a name check several times in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? Oh. In what context?
It's a balm.
A balm, you
yes.
say?
So it might be something from the sack.
Yeah, we don't know. In Genesis, after Joseph's coat of many colours makes his brothers envious, you remember they sell him to a group of traders.
Mm. Right.
And... she's nice of him.
Yeah.
Go on, let's sell him.
They get some of this balm in exchange for him.
We got so jealous about his jacket, we sold him.
I mean, his fancy jacket.
Ruthless, aren't they?
It's extreme.
No, they're really ruthless mob.
It really is.
No wonder God came down and gave us some commandments just for sort of guidelines.
Yeah.
Could have been a really annoying jacket, though.
Yeah, it could have been really... Yeah, could have been. They could have just... Yeah, right. Because they wouldn't have all had multicolored jackets.
Exactly.
I better get on with this, Kev.
Go on, yeah.
Do you know what I'd love if they found out?
What?
It was tartan.
Multicoloured, you say?
Look at me, tartan. Imagine that. It was actually ancient jocks. Anyway, get this, right?
Go on.
They were carrying tsori. They were tsori traders.
Right.
And myrrh as well.
Mm.
Joseph's father, Jacob, later, I can't remember, it's in the paper. You know, it's a Bible in the paper.
I know, it's a...
Joseph's father was later reported. Joseph's father.
The son of God.
Yeah, Jacob, 940. Yeah, biblical ages. Later includes the story in a set of gifts he sends to the Grand Vizier of Egypt. Yeah?
Wow. Okay.
Well, it must be serious stuff, whatever it is.
This tree's from AD 990.
Wow.
My God.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the radio... carbon says.
Mm.
Anyway, it's now 3 meters tall and has hands.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Got the whole 4 till 7 thing gang here. We're all here. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Look, it looks like I've got Cilla Templeton.
Oh, hi.
Sitting pretty behind me, beside me. I've got the woodman Gav. He's over there.
I'm sitting pretty too.
You are sitting pretty.
I'm feeling pretty today.
No, you're real pretty. Do you want the thing about you and why you'll always make a sweet dollar in this business?
Go on.
You got a pretty mouth.
Oh, that's so creepy, isn't it?
He has.
Pretty.
That's creepier.
That's
it.
Wow. Which is creepier? Yeah. Me looking at the woodman going, you got a pretty mouth, boy. Mm-hmm. Or him going,
I feel pretty.
I think it's Gavin.
I think it is, yeah.
Pretty.
No, stop now.
No, stop it.
And gay.
No,
is that the lyric?
Yeah.
It is. I think so, yeah.
It is the lyric, yeah. But it was different. The word meant something completely different.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
It actually meant pettily pretty.
Sure.
Pettily pretty.
No, yeah. But sort of tritely pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this?
Go on.
A surgeon used a... You got a pretty mouth.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Come on.
If I told him to squeal like a...
No!
No, okay, stop it.
Okay. A surgeon used a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
Oh.
To cut open the chest of a patient in cardiac arrest. He said he couldn't find a sterile
Where
scalpel.
Where was he?
In Sussex County Hospital.
In a hospital?
Oh, he was in a hospital.
Sorry, if he was like out in the wild,
hero.
If you're in a hospital, no, that's dodgy.
No, John's really shocked me about this.
What?
Stunned me.
Yeah.
Someone has used a Swiss Army knife for something useful. it's unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
It's outrageous.
I bet he even used the little tweezers.
Yeah, he could have done that. You know what I'm saying? But he could have used a whole range of
things. That blade was good enough to go through human flesh.
Oh, he would have honed it. I'm
who
sure
would
have
know?
Sharpened it.
Mm.
They've never been used. They just sit on shelves. And also, they're so hard to single out a blade. I mean, I wonder which blade he used, the big blade or the little blade?
Well,
I'm going with
the
big one, surely.
He's getting into someone's chest cavity.
Also, the Swiss Army. I mean, don't get me wrong, Switzerland's neutral.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Mm. And but they have national service.
But they've got an army. That strikes me as a very unneutral thing to have.
Yeah, right.
One of the great things about being neutral is you don't need an army.
It's the most belt and braces thing I've ever heard of.
I think it's a double bluff.
Right. Well, unless, of course, that army is only armed with these knives.
Yes.
The Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Yeah.
In which case, how weird when they go into battle and the sergeant says, "Fakes! Big blades!" And they'll go, "Scissors!"
Yeah.
"Deploy! Scissors!"
I know why they've got an army. Yeah. I've worked it out.
Why?
Because they're worried about when the rest of the world figures out what they've done with all the money.
Yeah, right.
They're going to need to protect it.
Yeah.
Is it vaults full of gold or something?
To defend the banks, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We're going to get all our money back.
It is. It's mountains of vaults of gold.
A physical run on the banks.
Yeah.
And they're there. And it's part of the whole thing like, but you haven't got an army. Why should I deposit my money? Going, no, we've got an army.
Yeah, no,
in fact, it's not an army at all. It's just Swiss National Service is essentially bank security.
It is a security company.
Anyway, this guy, right? The doctor has said he couldn't find any sterile scalpel.
Right.
Wow.
But then, what, he keeps a sterile penknife in his pocket?
Right.
I'm sure he wiped it on his jeans first.
Psycho. I mean, if you've got a sterile, don't worry, I've got a sterile penknife.
Yeah.
Takes out the vac pack.
Whoa! The patient was fully informed as part of our commitment to duty to candor.
Wow.
The patient was informed.
Yeah.
He's going to use a... He's going to use a penknife.
As in well-read. Oh, they told him directly.
Yeah,
right.
No wonder he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know, he could have got in there with something minor. Yes, he went in there.
He had tendonitis.
He actually went there with a sprained wrist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. They said he's going to...
Oh, man.
He's going to loosen a tendon with a Swiss Army knife.
Radio X.
It's MMM Day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. This is a midlife male makeover. It's not just a midlife crisis.
No.
So, challenging holidays. That is a real mark of them.
Classic.
Anyway, rather than just going off and people just drinking more and going off the rails, which is, that's what a midlife crisis, going off the rails.
Now, that's tradition. Yeah. These are new.
These are things that it's really hard to fault people on, you know, because it is a more challenging holiday. And yet people look away and thinking, I'll just go and get drunk, please. No, you don't think, no one thinks that. It's walking the Camino de Santiago Trail, writes Shane Watson in the Times, running across the Sahara. See, what's he called?
Classic, yeah.
Spencer Matthews.
Yeah. Spencer Matthews. I know he did it all for charity, but you could see that, really. He's given up drink. He's given up everything, hasn't he? Yeah. He's now just doing however many marathons.
He's talking about swimming from the bottom of South America to the Antarctic.
Yeah, but can I say, and what's interesting about that?
Well, it's impossible.
It won't give you one interesting story.
Oh, but so do, like, triathlons.
You can't swim across the Southern Ocean.
I don't.
Okay,
because it's not. That's not an MMM for me. That's my way of. That's how I've been literally since I was seven.
But if you start training for triathlons, at the age of 47,
if you start living the TJ life and trying to tap into the Gamma Core now, that's MMM.
Right.
But you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's staying at that level. You know, that's. There are degrees of MMM holidays. They all involve some kind of physical challenge, and they are all med only. God knows what goes on out there, but they always come back looking ashen and resolving to run more. And that's a real feature. I've got to do more of them. There's sort of new addiction about it. Getting into gadgets, we spoke about. I'm not talking about a fancy bike or speakers and woofers. We're talking about stage two, like a meat thermometer with meter-long range wires going to, like, so they can literally sit at the table going, it's at my 48 degrees to the centre of the meat at the moment.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to put another one in here.
Go on.
Those eggs.
Which ones?
The barbecue things.
Oh, yeah.
My God, they're right in the zone.
They really are.
You get a boar with those. And they start to, you sort of think, it's a barbecue. Though.
They've overtaken the pizza oven in the garden.
This is going to be literally hot when the world ends.
Right.
They're still going to cook here when there is literally no more
fuel. During the next ice age.
Yes. During the next, when the ice age falls, you'll still be able to sling a sausage in this. I bought a dartboard 2 weeks ago. My average is 45.
Wow.
How do I qualify for the world championship? I think it's safe to say that just buying a dartboard doesn't mean anything, apart from the fact you're spending a bit more time alone, which is great. It's fine.
Yeah.
And also,
it'd be good for the arm.
And also, you might need a new carpet. What you got, Suds?
Mike, 39 from Southampton, says, afternoon, Johnny. I suppose my MMM would be that I have gone completely carnivore and have decided to cut out all processed foods and sugar from my life.
Yes. Can I just say, incidentally, that to that guy's bought a dartboard, Phil Taylor told me that when he was training for darts, he used to, I told you this, Gav, he used to hire the same cottage in Ireland,
right?
That they used to go and train with his coach,
like a boxing training camp.
Wait for this. But the reason they hired this cottage, is because it had this one long room where they could put the dartboards.
Yeah,
it was quite long and thin.
Uh-huh.
But he said, but it turns out it was a perfect width. So they put a dartboard on one wall, and a dartboard on the wall facing it.
Right.
So you could throw darts at that dart. He says, throw darts at that dartboard, and then you can just throw them straight back at the other wall.
Just turn around.
Save yourself a walk.
Oh, that's genius. That's genius.
Yeah, that chance of fitness gone, right? Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan,
Radio X.
You're not easy, Jet. And if there's anyone there who works, if they could explain this to me.
Go on.
Why the decision to put seats in that are impossible to sleep in? What's
yeah?
It's no, no, about how they don't recline anymore.
And if they're that good, why don't they just start having them in like schools? No, I'm just saying, which you cannot sleep in them.
No, of course you can't. No.
There's nowhere to put your legs and you can't go back.
Do they do that? Because I've only used EasyJet for going to Europe, so, and it's always only an hour and a half or 2 hours, but do they do it on longer flights where you have to sit up straight?
Yes.
That would be horrible.
They're all the same, I think.
Are they?
Anyway, so I was on this thing too, and I've got whiplash.
Yeah.
Because I woke up three times with, you know, when your head, you go out, your head goes forward.
Oh, on the plane. Yeah.
Funny going, yeah!
It was just, you got it off and woke up again.
It was a nightmare. But I just wondered, they don't even have those, you know, the BA ones have got those bendy bits.
Yes.
On the headrest. At least you can bend it. So you can
lean slightly to one side.
Surely someone can design something. Even if it's, I mean, I sit there on the plane thinking, what I sort of need is like a bar in front of my head so I can...
Like a masseur's table where you get your head in the donut, don't you?
That's good,
So, a donut that fits onto the back of the seat in front of you, you can pop your face in.
I mean, I saw those two guys asleep with their heads on the tables.
What?
You know, they'd obviously had a massive weekend.
Yeah.
The lads.
That's a stag do,
but they were in a row. Six of them along, all with their heads on tables, crashed out.
Because those travel cushions, they never work.
No, they don't.
They never work.
They are a
lie.
They are a massive lie.
What do they support?
Nothing at all.
It's just more neck ache. Right.
May as well wear a sodding roll neck.
That's right.
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
1 in 10 Britons at the moment are harming their professional and romantic prospects by using smartphones with broken screens.
Oh,
really?
Have you got a broken screen?
Yes.
Have you got...
I don't even have a smartphone.
Do you know what I've got?
Go on.
I've got every iPhone I've had.
Yeah.
And it's just they all got broken screens.
I'll be honest, it's actually not the screen that's broken, it's the screen protector.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that all right? Does that count?
Oh, let me see if that counts. Little side note, of course he hasn't, Vin.
Of course he hasn't.
Same as centre.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Right.
Just half of respondents said they had never cracked their screen, showing the scale of the problem, while most damage was caused by drops on hard surfaces.
Really?
1 in 30... I know, right. Yeah. Well, not on a bed. 1 in 33 instances were caused by phones being dropped in the lavatory. And 1 in 100 were blamed on, get this, attacked by those airborne psychos. Seagulls.
You're kidding.
No. 1 in 100 phones that have been smashed were attacked by seagulls.
They're working for Samsung, aren't they?
Yeah. Young people who, for Samsung?
Yeah, Samsung.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought, I didn't hear that great. I thought, you know, what? A biblical figure. I mean, you gone mad. They all work for Samson. What a long-haired seagull. With incredible strength.
Play with my dreams.
With incredible strength.
Yeah.
He takes the fish as well, not just the chips.
It's terrible. He cuts off the whole cod. Anyway, young people were the most likely to have a cracked screen. 18% of those aged 18 to 34 admitting to the problem, making them three times more likely to have cracked screens. So there's a nice discussion for you.
Yeah, wonderful.
And also, with, you know, guests that are, you know, a bit more of a certain age, they can then talk about, you know, and I've had to fork out a load because Jamie's broken his screen.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Claire.
Kids bleeding me dry.
Young Claire's. Yeah, right.
These things aren't cheap, you know.
Things you rarely hear these days. Anyway, next. Listening on headphones in public places and sharing films and music are about to be overhauled. Always annoys me when you can't. If you've got those, the AirPods.
Pods.
Then you can't really share. If you try and then put your another headphone in, it'll cut that one out. You can't both listen to a film on a device.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Every time I say this, people go, no, you can. You just go down the app menu. There's a little thing there called, you go to Bluetooth, and they'll tell you how to get there.
Yeah.
It's like those things on Instagram when they sort of show you how you should be getting rid of, like, you know, certain advertising things or data things.
Yeah.
And it goes, simply go to settings, then click on that, and then go, and you're sort of thinking, I'm on my phone now. I can't go between the two. What do you want me to do?
Watching it.
Yes.
You have to take notes.
You just think, what am I meant to do? And it just shows a guy's thumb in this film. And so you go back and go, where do I go after that? And he goes, on the left, there should be a drop-down menu. In the drop-down menu, you go, yes, I live in UK. Yeah. After that, select language, make bigger. And you're thinking, what?
Why does it have to be such hard work?
No, it's like when someone gives you directions, you can't hear it after the fourth instruction.
Yes.
No, but what's weird about that?
And
I always used to get this when we used to go to away games. And before we didn't have sat navs, it was a horrible old car, had little Renault 5 beaten up.
Copy anyway, of the A to Z and a map.
Yeah, A to Z and what, and like, you know, the old road atlas. Anyway, you're looking for the ground, and you go out to people, and they go, and you go down there, left, then right, then up there, and they'll start describing. Obviously, that's in Liverpool. Yeah. That was meant to be Liverpool.
Yeah.
But then, and all four of you in the car go, uh-huh. And you go off, you go, well, you know, I was listening. I know. One of us must have listened.
There was, he might as well have sung a song in Hungarian.
There was four of us nodding at the guy. You know?
Smiling and nodding.
Yeah, go, uh-huh. Okay.
Left so at
go,
the church. Yeah.
Where did you say this? Okay. Anyway, so... AuraCast lets more than one person connect to a device with wireless headphones, ending the frustration of not being able to watch or listen with friends and relatives on trains and flight. It also promises to unmute TVs in gyms and airports and make life easier for the deaf and those with hearing loss. There we go. Awesome. Next up, lastly, 6G.
What? Oh, we've only I'm just not even on 5 yet.
We've only just recovered from COVID. You know, what disease, what plague will that bring us?
Oh, not
that?
Again.
Do you remember that conspiracy? Yes. People in the early days, people showing radio masks and things with like nothing on one side of the tree. Mm. All the bark stripped away. You're thinking, yeah, it's also the direction of the sun.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Radio X.
Do you remember last week we talked about Starmer just having, you know, he's trying to make out his perks of the job?
Sure.
It's like 100 grand's worth.
Yeah.
Just perks, isn't it? Like tickets to Taylor Swift perks.
Yeah, bit of football.
Yeah, a bit of football. Well, 29 games at Arsenal.
Yeah.
Here on the 4 till 7 thing, we sometimes get free food if Moylesy doesn't want it. You know, so that's a real perk for us.
Sure.
Today we got some Cheez-Its.
Yes.
Toby's sponsored by them.
There's some clag factor with those.
Yeah, some real clag factor.
Yeah, that'll dry your mouth out.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. But let's not insult people who or products that are, you know, sponsored shows, Kev.
Sure.
They're a delicious snack any time of day. Sunta gets free gig tickets to anything she wants. Gav gets to leave the house for a few hours a day. That's a real perk for him.
Yeah.
These are all perks of our job.
Sure.
But what are the perks of yours? Let's have some free perking. Here we go, ladies and gents. So far we've had David in Colchester. He works with a blue badge holder that gets him to the local refuse centre without booking. Robin Redding works for the electricity board. He gets to stop for a wee in any substation he wants. Ooh. And Graham in Perth, who says his work is obliged to repatriate his corpse from anywhere in the UK or Europe free of charge. That's if
niche perk.
That's if he dies in service. Yes. How about that?
Nice peace of mind, isn't it?
We're looking for the perks of your job, 83936, or WhatsApp me through Global Player. Here's three coming at you right now. Dr. Sunita Templeton, what do you got?
Andrew says, my wife used to work in the IKEA furnishing department. We got early access to Bargain Corner, where you could get ex-display furniture already assembled.
Wow.
Not an Allen key in sight, and no flat pack fallouts. We've got Billy bookcases everywhere.
I bought a sofa, current sofa.
Yeah.
And it was in, and I know there was like a 4 month time for these.
Yeah.
Really good sofa.
Mm.
And it was in the old Conran shops, really expensive.
Nice.
Yeah, but it wasn't because this was display and it had just gone on display because I've been monitoring sofas. I said, I want this one.
Right.
And they go, well, you can have it at the end of the sale because it's part of the display then.
Yeah.
Different thing when it showed up at my house.
Why?
Well, it's had about maybe 40,000 arses on it.
Oh, of course. Right, everyone since then has now sat on it. Yeah, yeah.
And also plonkers, literally plonking down.
Yeah.
Like shoppers.
Yeah, falling
shoppers,
full weight.
Full weight. Shoppers going, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't feel as box fresh, does it?
No, really doesn't. So I'm just saying, watch that. Yes, it was a quarter the price.
Mm.
But actually, I'd still say that was overpriced.
No.
This is from Lemon. No, sorry, Gav.
Joey says, I write the whole school timetable, so I get to choose to not teach on a Friday morning. This has made what's known as Thirsty Thursday down the pub a bit more fun.
Yeah, I bet, right? Also, Gav, it's really weird about that. I remember years ago, when I was at school, we found out that they used a computer for the first time to do the school timetable.
Oh, yeah.
on the physics teacher's wheels. I said, well, how do you manage that? And this was his catchphrase. He went, with comparative ease, Vaughan. No, but what joke? That's...
They don't like being asked the question, do they?
This guy was a K. Really, this guy, no, he really was a K-N-O-B.
Really,
And
for comparative ease,
he really was. No, I'm not kidding. And I can, you know, he said, no, no, I go, but I can't, so... If MS theta equals MS theta, then why isn't it just MS theta?
Yeah.
You can't, how can you reconcile that? You just look at me and go, with comparative ease. And then he just go to the blackboard. He always wore the same clothes, same stuff every day, immaculate. Anyway, first day of the next term, yeah?
Yeah.
It was chaos.
Was it? Was everyone in the wrong part of the building?
About five classes turning up the same French.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw him looking really flustered.
Did you ask him? Was it comparatively difficult?
I say, how can we find our classroom? He looked at me because he knew I was thinking with comparative ease. Well, that was comparatively easy, wasn't it? Anyway.
That's so funny.
No! He must be... I tell you what, though. As he came out of that, of his physics class...
Yeah.
And came down to the horror at the geography rooms...
Oh, man,
he must
chaos.
Have thought to himself...
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, be gone! No, yeah, Brian!
Sorry, that's...
No, Brian!
Sorry, keep those coming in 83936. Though I like that bleeding through to every item. Right, this is from Lemon. I'm a focus puller. That's on set.
Gav, do they still have those?
Of course they do, yeah.
Do they? Go on.
It's one of the things you're never going to get rid of, Gav. Can't automatically do it. Mm. Got to have a man.
Sure.
Was unions, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a focus puller, so the perk of my job is I get to watch the latest TV show live before they get air. But before they get aired. But it does mean I have to watch the scenes out of sequence, jumbled up, and repeated over and over and over again. Yeah, come on. The perks of your job is you have enormous breaks,
lots
huge
of nice
tables
food.
Of
triple
sandwiches.
Time after 12 hours.
No, don't even start talking about the perks on set. Ridiculous.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing is. Thinking yeah. about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Do you know what? Dinner party chit chat today will take the form of a very light-hearted TJ's top five.
Okay.
TJ's top five. Today we play our jars right.
Okay.
Our what? Our jars. Well,
this is something show producers, show chief, Vinny Joshi. He spotted on the Harrison Gordon Twitter account.
Yeah.
They're a band.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Our top five. Of the best amount of beers.
Amounts of beers. Okay.
A top five.
Okay.
Number one being the best amount of beers. Okay. Number five being the worst.
Number one is the most ideal number of beers.
Right, right, right. 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 Okay. Exactly right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So, heads or tails? We're going to play our jars, right?
Okay.
Go on, so
okay, tails, please.
Okay. These are pints, we assume.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tails. Okay. We're going to start with you since it is tails. We're going to start with four beers.
Okay.
Four beers. But do you think five beers is better or worse? No, think about it.
Better.
You
higher.
Think, what you think? Really?
Yeah.
Think about it. Do you think five beers is better?
I'm just saying.
Think about it.
Better.
Okay. You're absolutely right. Five beers is better.
Okay.
There we go.
This is fascinating.
It is fascinating, isn't it? It's not even very long, come to think of it. Okay, you ready for this?
Right.
Okay. But, Suns, do you think 12 beers is better than 5 beers?
Than
no,
5,
no,
right.
It's worse than 5
it
beers.
It is worse than 5 beers, exactly.
Wow.
Right. Now you get in the game. Okay.
Santa really knows her beers.
I really do.
Okay. Sorry, her numbers of beers.
Okay, we're on 12 beers, yeah?
Yep.
But is 3 beers better or worse than 12 beers?
For me, 3 beers is the best number of beers, so I think it's... better than 12 beers.
It is better than 12 beers, Suns. Gav, she shut you out of this one.
Has she?
Yeah, get ready to steal.
Go
get
on.
Ready to steal, because this is
okay,
it. This is the last one. Yeah?
We're on three,
yeah? Is 7 beers better or worse the three beers.
This is kind of the ultimate question.
It's the
isn't
ultimate
it?
Question. Yeah. Would you rather, Gav? What are you saying here? I mean, just it's not your question, but what
it
would
depends.
You say?
I mean, if I'm not working or no responsibilities the next morning, I think seven for me is the better
I'm
number.
I'm going to stick with three, so I'm going to say seven beers is worse.
You've lost, Gav. You've won with that. Let me take you through it. Number five is 12 beers.
Yeah, you don't want 12 beers.
Because it's too much.
It's too much. Yeah, too many beers.
That's what Harrison got. And when you get home, you're up all night. Actually, you wouldn't. You just...
Yeah. Oh, 12 you feel beers. Horrible the next day.
That's a gallon and a half.
That's too many beers.
Then it's four beers.
Yeah, four is kind of odd. Well, first of all, it's an even number. That seems off.
Yeah.
It seems off, doesn't it? Yeah.
No one leaves the bar after four beers.
No, that's right. If you've had four, you're having five.
Yeah, go on then.
There you go.
If you're having four, you're having five.
That's okay. Right.
Which is next? Five beers is next.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So five beers is there.
Yeah.
Right.
Five beers for me, that's like half a night.
Yes.
Kind of is. Yeah.
It's half a night. It's a very
especially if you're eating at some point. Yeah, five beers.
Yeah, five beers is a quiet night.
Five beers is a lot of beers.
Yeah, it depends if you're eating or not. If you're not, if you're just drinking,
no one's eating.
And you've nobody's eating.
No. If you've gone after work and you've forgotten to eat,
Five beers on a Monday night is too many beers.
There's only one place you're eating five beers. There's only one place you're going now. Oh, donut.
But you've got to lay the donut in before you start drinking. That's the issue.
Do you always sing that, the donut kebab song, when you're looking? I always want to do an advert for that with a guy walking around the streets just looking all. And it's.
Slightly merry.
And then it's. Don't know where can you be? And suddenly he just sees that light and it's sort of blurred. Did double vision. It's like, yes.
Okay, what's next?
Three beers.
Mm. Yeah, perfect. Is that number two on the list?
Yes.
That's a quick drink after work, maximum number, isn't it? Yes. That's two or three beers.
This is why Harrison Gordon, what they've done here is like a, you know, it's a great algorithm.
They are genius.
Because it is three or seven.
Yes, there you go.
That's why they're one or two. Because seven, that's a night.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Seven's a night.
It is.
I know people go, oh, 8 pints.
Seven's
enough. And even that's irresponsible drinking. We do not condone it.
Of course.
6 to 3 pints, and that's a nice.
Very nice.
And that'll do you.
That's a three beer buzz you're getting.
Yes, it is.
That's kind of a quick brewski.
Sure.
Yes.
That's a brewski.
Absolutely.
Or a biro. Okay, there we go. That was Dinner Party Chit Chat. I know, we've sunk to that level.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
I'm going to ask that guy over there to deliver his maps.
Little size maps of Britain.
That little guy's little Si. He is back with us. I would say with a bullet. I wish.
Good evening.
Hi, little Si.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. I know you've been busily doing something outside the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And long may you... How are you, little Si? You all right?
Yeah, really good, really good.
So we've had Harry's painting the town red, which was his answer to your maps. Mm-hmm. It's a lot shorter.
Oh, yes.
Because maps contains a lot of elements. Yeah. So this is... Little size way of really showcasing and delivering facts and figures and stats about this week's pet town, which is
Llantwit Major.
Llantwit Major. There is no Llantwit Minor, incidentally.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Something that I don't want to undermine, but I doubt you'll hear anything as interesting as that.
No.
No, sir. Almost certainly, John. So let's get cracking with our first M, which is motorways. What motorway is it?
No motto, is it? I know.
Well, I like to give a bit of context.
No, because honestly, that's where you're losing with that.
Yeah. Well, general location.
Yeah, go on.
General location.
Is it North or South Wales?
It's South Wales, 20 miles west of Cardiff.
Okay, let's just leave it at that.
We don't need a gerbil.
Imagine Wales is a pregnant badger.
Its left toenail would be Bristol.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so first,
M
is for motto. That is, motorway. Sorry, I've got the first one wrong.
God, bloody hell.
Damn. It's 9 miles south of Junction 35 of the M4.
Ah.
That's the one that goes from London all the way to Swansea.
Sure.
So that's the first M.
Uh-huh.
Second.
M.
For motto. So the Vale of Glamorgan's motto is In Dod Cadenid Cynnid.
What does that mean?
Which is unity, strength, and progress.
To say Mark, who's in Aberystwyth, has just said how much he says, I miss Harry's background laugh and his enthusiasm.
Carry unity, on, strength, and progress.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
As soon as people start mentioning unity, you know they're quite left-wing, right? You know what I mean?
Industrial action.
Industrial. Oh, you know they're tied in. They feel exploited, see?
Strength and progress.
Strength, progress, freedom, innit?
Go on.
Next.
A.
For averages. So the average price of an allotment plot for
what?
A year in...
No, you've gone
no,
too...
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Oh, come
he's
on.
He's gone
let's
a bit blue collar.
It's £13, which includes water rates.
So do you say £13?
Yeah. Pound?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pound. £13.
What is that? Is that? Yeah. Do you now own that land?
No, it's £13.
Or is it a rental, an annual rental?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's free,
I have to say, I always wanted an allotment.
That's just over £1 a month.
Yeah. There's none around me.
No.
Aren't there?
No, you can't get any in London.
There's loads near me, but they're so full, you can't get one.
Yeah, you can't
but
get
I just use it for grazing. I like gathering. You know, like just grazing and gathering.
It's
great. You just walk through. There's so much stuff growing.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable.
It's great.
But if I had one, I would partition my allotment with really high steel fences.
And lights and lights and barbed wire.
Some people think, what the hell is going on?
Is he growing?
It's very, it's to stop any crossover. What I'm doing is experimental.
And that £13 actually includes water rates and general maintenance.
That's unbelievable.
Cutting of the paths by the town council. So
wow.
£13?
God, it's just amazing.
God, they're poor.
Plus the Vale of Glamorgan, which is where Llantwit Major is.
I can't say I'm just joking there, but 13. But the only reason I say that is because in London it is a fortune.
You can't get anything for 13.
But the idea of £13, I mean,
that's how it should be.
It's how it should
be. You're growing your own veg. They just have to let you go there.
Yeah.
It's mad. £13. I apologise if I upset anyone. I really didn't mean it. It sounded really glib and horrible. Go on.
Plus, residents there have higher levels of CO2 emissions per resident. 8.8 tonnes than the Welsh average of 8 tonnes per year.
So each resident is putting out 8 tons of CO2.
And but they don't care about the environment.
Someone else saying, I wish Simon would just spit it out. He sounds like a petrol strimmer.
He looks like one as well.
Right, why next. Is he still here, says Aunt Davis?
Go on.
Next.
P
for population. The population is 9,530.
P.
For pubs, there are 5 pubs. That's one for every 1,906 people.
That's quite middling.
Quite low, I'd say.
Is it?
Quite low. If we've studied 60, the data team have studied 61 towns so far.
Yeah.
Have they?
And that is number 45.
So wow, it is low on the list.
It's very low. It's someone's just asked if the data team...
Yeah.
Has the data team provided any footnotes for the allotment news? Someone wants to know, because sometimes you do have little footnotes.
Well, more than the fact that it includes water rates and general maintenance.
He wanted more footnotes.
He wants more?
Yes.
Any other bylaws, perhaps, or, you know.
Well, I'll get Phil onto that.
Yeah, okay.
Next time, Phil the stat man.
Yeah.
Hey, Zoe says it's actually not that expensive to have an allotment in London. £70 a year.
Wow.
Where?
Yeah, you can't have one.
Yeah, and where can I get that?
Yeah.
Point is, you've got to bribe your way on. It costs thousands, so.
Next.
S.
For charity shops. So there are 49 normal shops, 1 charity shop.
Oh.
So that equates to 1 charity shop for 49 shops.
That usually denotes a very wealthy area,
isn't it?
Doesn't
one
it?
In 50 very shops.
Well, no.
If you said there's 49 normal
shops
and 1 charity shop, so there's 50
shops altogether.
So it's 1 in 50 is a charity shop.
Shunter's actually correct there.
You need to have a word with your data team, because that is a very basic statistic.
Can I just say, Scott has just texted him to say, give me strength.
Yeah. There's a lot of
dots in there.
And the big finish.
Go on.
S.
Is there a Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, big finish.
No. There isn't one. No.
No, there's not.
Yeah, I told you.
There you go.
No Starbucks.
No Starbucks.
Very interesting.
What a finish that was.
So there you have it. That was
Little Size Maps of Britain.
X. From the day an animal's rescued.
Hello, buddy. Oh, you're so thin, but you're safe now.
To days and days of recovery.
Come on, Elton. We'll get that leg bandaged up.
To the day they find a loving home.
Let's get you settled in, Elton.
You can make incredible transformations happen by sponsoring every kind of care at the RSPCA. Heal wounds, mend hearts, and transform lives forever. Learn more.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
It's time for me too. Wait! Landwit!
Oh, it fits nice.
Really does, doesn't
really
it?
Really does.
It's like it could be Welsh for malice.
Yeah.
Watch that. That challenge has a little bit of Landwit. There's he. Anyway, it's Landwit Major, which I gather is pronounced as... I gather
yeah.
it's pronounced shirt.
Yeah.
Landwit Major. Presumably there's a minor as well. Mm. It's in the Vale of Glamorgan in Wales. Mm. The Vale of Glamorgan.
Mm.
Yeah. Sounds like terrible things.
It sounds beautiful.
Yes. Let me tell you, this was beyond the Vale. The Vale of Glamorgan. Have you been to Glamorgan? I've been to the Vale. Shocking. If you live in Landwit Major, you'd like to be our Pet Town correspondent, text the show 83936. Send me a WhatsApp through Global Player. Little Si, have you spent any time in Wales?
No.
I don't think they would let Little Si in. I think they probably would just say no.
And something he would thank them for.
Yeah.
I am an eighth Welsh, actually.
Oh, because of course your surname Williams. So does that mean you're about to be very rude and get away with it? On the grounds that, hey, I'm an eighth Welsh, I can say what I like. I've never been to Glamorgan, John, it's a hole. I can say that, I'm an eighth Welsh. Interesting, though. I'm glad I went to you there, Si. Thanks. Sorry, beef that up.
Really worth it.
Now time for radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Pet Town Quiz. So far, G15S18.
Yeah. 3-game lead again.
Little Si, you've been away 6 months. Are you stunned at how little has happened? Is it amazing to come back? And when you went away, I think Sunter was
three games up.
Is it amazing that...
Hey, that's the Pet Town Quiz.
Hey, that is the Pet Town Quiz. You are so right.
Yeah.
That's what keeps people gripped.
Yeah.
You must wait. Yeah, tell you what, waiting for this to change.
Mm.
It's rough. Like, do you remember when those super oil tankers started getting bigger and bigger, and they started telling you how long it takes for them to change course.
Oh yes, like
1 degree,
9 miles.
It's like
out of
9 port. Miles. It takes 500 miles for them to stop because of momentum.
Yeah,
very similar.
Very similar
with this.
Yeah.
You must wait for me. Sorry, Gav. What's your buzzer?
I've gone with...
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
You're right, Gav, I get it. Sunsa, don't tell me you've gone for this as well.
No, that would be very confusing.
Okay, what have you gone for?
Because listener Tony now plays banjo in a punk band.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh,
nice, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Which is weirdly films.
How I feel when someone gets a banjo out. So there we go. Cause effect. It's time to play the Pet Town Quiz. You must wait for me to finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You will lose a point for every incorrect answer. Let's go. Let's do this, yeah?
Go on.
Let's do it. Sorry. Quizmaster Vin's note.
Oh.
All the historical questions are false.
Okay.
Presumably means the answers are false, not the questions are false, but either way, they're false. There we go.
You could presume that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay, true or false. Landwit Major's FC home... Landwit Major FC's home ground is called Prince Moomin's Palace. Sit, Sunter.
False.
Of course it's true. Is that true?
How can that be true?
How can that be true? It's unbelievable.
Bonkers.
Right. True or false? The independent grocery shop chain founded in Llantwit Major by Philip Jones is called Philco.
Oh, God!
Gav.
True.
It is true.
Philco.
Philco.
It's inspired.
True or false? Big Sam's Fish and Chips on the Boverton Road offers hot curry sauce, mild fruity curry sauce, and mild Irish curry sauce.
Irish curry sauce?
Oh, God!
Gav, don't let her do this. Sorry, you're first.
Yeah, because he's not. He's playing me at my own
he's
game.
He's playing you at your own game. Yeah, he's really hanging
and it's
back.
It's working.
It's working, yeah. Go on.
True.
It is true. Ooh. Ooh. Right, true or false? Jurassic dinosaur fossils have been discovered on Colac Beach, including a pair of Dracoraptors, the only raptors ever discovered in Wales. Oh, it's pathetic.
Oh, God!
Gav.
False.
It is false.
Thank you.
Boom. Because all historical questions are false.
It was.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
True or false? In 2006, Philco obviously really found it. Why did you find
Vince
it?
Vince obsessed with Philco.
Why did you Philco. Find it really funny that it was called Philco?
It's like Philco.
Pop down to Philco. Right. In 2006. Philco employees participated in the Cardiff Half Marathon, creating a Chariots of Fire style training video called Chariots of Philco.
Oh, God!
Sunta.
False.
It is false. Well done. All the historical questions are false.
I figured it was historical.
This did happen, but in 2010.
Wow.
Which means I think Gav has clawed one back there.
Yeah, 2-1, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
2-1.
But who's keeping score? Hastings.
But who's keeping score?
I'm still 2 ahead.
Oh, and still keeping score.
18-16.
So you're keeping score of this and the big picture.
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Radio X. That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4-7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Radio
X. With Compesa Market, you can take the guesswork out of applying for a credit card. Isn't that right, Otto Sergey?
I can check your chance of approval without affecting your credit score.
You could say Otto Sergey helps you play your credit cards right.
Initiating laughter mode. Ha ha ha.
Just make it simple with our best deals on credit cards. So compare the market.
Compare the Market Limited acts as a credit broker, not lender. Credit is subject to status, UK residents and 18 plus only.
When you drive the new all-electric Ford Explorer, you might just find yourself going further and further and further and further than you expected. With a range of up to 374 miles on a full charge, where will the Ford Explorer take you? Book a test drive today. Search Ford 48-hour test drive. Ford, bring on tomorrow. T's and C's apply. Range based on official test data and may vary in different driving conditions.